So settling your body, allowing for the best possible comfort, allowing eyes to close. And let's begin with our deeper breathing like this. Let your eyes roll up underneath those lids. Take one big deep cleansing breath in. Hold it. And then slowly exhale as eyes return level and your normal, natural rhythm of your breathing occurs. And then again, eyes roll up underneath those lids. Take that third big deep cleansing breath in. Hold it. And then slowly exhale. As eyes return level, your normal natural rhythm of breathing occurs. And you may have thought I was trying to confuse you because that was simply the second breath. And now we go for the third, for real. Let your eyes roll up underneath those lids. Take that third big, deep cleansing breath in. Hold it a moment or two. And then slowly exhale. As your normal, natural rhythm occurs, your breath, which is that inner tool for you. Naturally, normally, easily, breathing in the positives to the mind, the comfort to the body, exhaling negatives from the mind, tension, stress from the body. Your own internal tool that's working 24/7, naturally, normally, subconsciously, in your sleep state at night, in your conscious outer wake life, and even now as you begin to go into that altered state where we can imagine and visualize. So let's bring to mind an image that stands for security. Bring an image to mind just normally, easily, effortlessly, an image that stands for security. It can freely arise as you bring it to life and we begin to notice about it in your mind's eye. Your mind's eye, where you begin to imagine about this image of security and come to notice about it. Come to notice and know about it. Does it have a shape, a form? What are its essentials? This image that stands for security, what are the essentials about it that have you really know it is security? And when you come to know it a little bit like that, begin to notice how you feel by being with this image called security. How does it feel emotionally to be with the image that stands for security? And when you know that feeling, wouldn't it be nice to communicate it? Let this image know how you feel by being with it. And then allow the image to respond back to you, actually in a way that you could understand. How does security respond about your feeling? And so this is you and security communicating and connecting now in your inner mind. And now let's take it deeper. Imagine that you and the image of security can sink all the way down and down and down all the way into the deepest center core place that's quiet within. And as you connect, continue communicating with security. Something kind of interesting and important begins to occur because security kind of likes this attention and begins to evolve and grow and fill all the places within you, moving upwards through your whole being, all the way up to the top of your head, and then all the way out to the ends of your fingertips, and then all the way down to the tips of your toes, where you are completely, undoubtedly filled with the image of security that has expanded and grown and developed and now fills you, every nook and cranny of you. Security. Now let's take one more nice, big, deep, cleansing breath in and release and drift a little deeper now. Where security still fills you and now begins to extend outwards into the mind space all around you, that 6 inches of space from your skin outwards. Let's fill it in with the image of security growing and expanding all around and all through. It's kind of like a flow of positive energy all around your whole being. Security within, security all around. So from within to without, and without to within, security. What a nice feeling. Let's take it to the top of our symbolic staircase. And let's add in that radiantly healthy you. That image of you, radiantly healthy, that we love to reinforce, that we also see today is filled with security. The radiantly healthy image of you, filled with security within and all around, and every step down reinforces these ideas. Now at 20, going down 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, drifting deeper. All negatives, of course, have already dissipated, disintegrated. But now on the positive path, security within and without in that radiantly healthy image of you. Because now when the door of the imagination opens a little wider, there remains comfort and calm and secure all around those feelings, within and without. And it is sometimes easier now to experience the sense of the third eye. You see, all of the senses come into a higher frequency, and the knowing within lifts up. It is the knowing within, sometimes called a voice to hear, sometimes an eye to see, but always about knowing something more, something beyond, something within that is bringing forth information as to what is just the right way to go. You know that ancient tales have talked about it. Much throughout time has been written about it. And each mortal being, including you, seems to have it, whether they are aware of it or not. The third eye. To foster it, to pay attention to it, to listen, to know when intuition is talking, is not always clear. Yet the directive is to keep listening. Keep attending to it. Each and every time there is a following of it, appreciate it. Just simply appreciate that it gave the direction that seemed right and was followed. So then you see, it is in the trusting of it. How to trust it? How to trust our intuition and know to follow it? When to open the deepest door? When to become so very, very quiet that the only thing could be heard or seen or known is that which dwells in the third eye. And where is the third eye? Many would say it's the sense of right in the middle of the forehead. Sometimes tapping on it right there and looking to the right without moving the head, just simply tap, tap, tap in the middle of the forehead. Look to the right, whether eyes are open or closed, helps to bring forward the inner knowing, the third eye, intuitive something that's just right for you. You see, the knowing within does want attention, wants to be seen, wants to be heard, and when it gets that, it becomes even more forthcoming. And then it can be trusted again and again and again and for always and forever. In the third eye, the knowing within, dwelling there for just a little while, listening and coming to hear, coming to be knowing what's important right now to be hearing, to be seeing, and to be knowing. Perhaps in some moments of silence and stillness, perhaps even a minute or so, in the silence to listen for the inner knowing. And so more and more, as this becomes practiced, like taking a minute of silence and stillness as we just have, strengthening takes place with your intuition. And the full trusting occurs for the intuition to grow and develop in a positive way. And so feeling this experience in the fulfillment now seems to open the door of our imagination even wider as something more is on its way to you. So in that deepest comfort now, it's possible to become even more deeply comfortable, and in that more deeply comfortable state all around and all through. Now the door of the imagination opens very, very wide, and sensory experience becomes much more heightened. The door opens so wide that it includes a feeling of another time and another place where deep healing happened in the deepest comfort state. So imagining it all, there's a sense of walking up to a large golden pyramid, being greeted at the small dark opening by gentle attendants. A wave of even more comfort and security all around and all through. Notice everything about this experience in a way that if you wanted to tell a friend about it later, you could. So you're noticing each and every little thing. And you know that you could recount it. You could tell a good friend about it if you wanted to. So as though being led through passageways to another chamber where the gentle attendants motion to you to get up on a pedestal, flickering lights all around the edges of the chamber. And somehow you just know this is where you are to be. Is that your intuition kicking in even more strongly? Perhaps. Perhaps yes. So noticing then, how does it feel being here today? And you're just noticing that as you're lying on the pedestal, the gentle attendants are moving around, doing what they do for some sort of healing ritual. You might notice different sounds, perhaps vibrational, energetic sounds of music, other sounds that seem to be speaking in ways that take you even more comfortably, calmly deeper. All of the senses seemed very much enhanced now. And a vibrant blue light with an intensity never seen before appears all around the pedestal. Wonder what that vibrant blue light is about. Perhaps your third eye can see more about it. And what about the feelings that are taking place deep within, as those gentle attendants are finding their way around and attending to you in very kind of compassionate and loving ways. What else are you noticing in your time there on the pedestal with that intense, vibrant blue light all around? What else are you noticing? Somehow a deeper inner peacefulness is coming to you. And as you drift more directly into that peaceful, comfortable state, even more now, since the peacefulness has come up all around you, wonder what more you might say about this other world healing, peaceful experience. Let it become clearer for you. Let yourself receive and allow and come to know. Take a few more deeper moments of this silence now, where deep healing and deep peacefulness, along with that feeling of security all around and all through, can make a difference in you for now. And then it comes to you with this silent time in the Golden Pyramid experience, having reignited your knowing about your third eye. There's something more that comes to you about some knowing now about yourself, about your path, about your meaning and purpose, about your physicality, about your spiritual connection, whatever that something is, there's some more deeper knowing, some intuitive information that has come to you. And so you're going to travel that path to know more about it. It's the continuation of trusting it. To trust it even more is to follow it and come to rely on that third eye information even more now. And so knowing that this whole experience is designed for your well-beingness, for your deeper inner knowing. When it seems to be the fulfillment of this, in all its totality and unity, there does begin to be a sense of calmly and comfortably re-entering this time and space, feeling much better for having the Golden Pyramid experience, feeling much better for connecting to the third eye. That's something more within that helps you to know and to also remember that we have evoked a feeling of security within you no matter what. Whether we're on a journey as we've just been on, where it almost seemed like another time, another space, another place in the Golden Pyramid, or where you are right back home now, in surroundings you know and familiar with. You can bring back with you into those moments all the good, the positive, the peacefulness, the true, the inner knowing, the healing, the you name it that has come to you and been a part of your experience up to date, that you can know about it more and actualize it in your conscious outer awake life. And so this becomes now a way to exercise that third eye and to know that more often, more of the time, you can do that even without the Golden Pyramid journey, but to just simply go within and be quiet and connect to your own inner knowing. And let it just speak to you. Be listening to it. Be available and attainable to it. Expect the goodness from it. And see what more and how more it can actually move your life forward positively. So that no matter what you do, no matter where you go, no matter who you're with, no matter what's going on, that you completely, uncategorically, without doubt certain, know that your third eye is knowing about something more for you, understanding you and your life in a new kind of way, where you can bring about the goodness, the positive, and the true easily and effortlessly as that inner knowing continually is there, continually speaking to you, showing you more, creating something important for you in the way that you can understand, opening up the pathway for you to go forward comfortably, in a free kind of way, to fortunate outcome. And so this becomes what we call a positive focusing. And as we already know, a positive focusing is following along the law of the mind that says what you focus on follows, so it would only follow to focus positively, and that then is how your mind and your body responds positively. And so today, as we come back into this here and now time, we claim full ownership to be in our presentness, the gift that is you, right here, right now, in this now time. We take full acknowledgement of it, feeling your body where you are, in the room you're in, and noticing that you've brought back some exciting, very pertinent information that is very valuable for you today from your third eye Golden Pyramid experience. And so we say at zero, We reinforce this experience, the good, the positive, and the true of it, at one with a deep cleansing breath in and release as we begin to come up and out now to realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being, being very, very comfortable. Four, more alert and awake, yet secure feeling all around and all through. Four, and now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. One, two, three, four, five. Eyes open, wide awake, and alert.